Today we'll be learning Lesson 3 in the Book of Rus, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. We're going to learn Psukim, Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. Now that all three women have lost their husbands, Naomi decides that she is going to return to the land of Israel. And let's see how this happens. Pasuk Vav. Vatokom, and she arose. Naomi arose. She did, v'chaloseha, and her daughter-in-laws. The next word is key, Vatoshav, and she returned, Miste Moav, from the fields of Moav. Now, who could be the one that would be returning from? Only someone who had left the land of Israel. So this verb is clearly going on Naomi only. And Naomi wants to return from the fields of Moav to go back to the land of Israel. Why? What's prompting her at this moment to leave? Kishama, because she heard Biste Moav. She heard, while she was in the fields of Moav, she heard the following, Ki, that Fokad Adonai, that the all-merciful God remembered Es Amo, his people, to the extent Loseis Lohem Lochem, to give to them bread. Now, how did she hear this? And who told this to her? The Medrash tells us that she suddenly saw peddlers from Israel who were peddling their wares in the land of Moab. And she inquired to them how things were doing, and they said that the famine had ended. Now, when a famine ends, then people have produce, products that they're willing to sell, and they're able to leave the land. So she does not hear it from the Moabites, but rather she hears it from Jewish peddlers who are in the land. And the text bears it out, because what did she hear? Now, she could have heard the Moabites saying the famine was over, but the Moabites would never use an expression, Ki fokad Hashem es amo, that Hashem remembered his people. So therefore, we know that she heard it from peddlers. Now, the fact that Hashem stopped the plague, how would she know that Hashem wouldn't return the plague? How do we know that the plague stopped because the Jews did tshuva? And by doing tshuva, then we could assume the plague will not return. Or maybe Hashem was just being kind and he didn't want the Jews to be destroyed, and he abated the plague, the famine, for a while, but it would come right back. So the pasuk says, because Hashem remembered Es Amo, his people, and his people had done tshuva. And now she knows that the famine will not return. So now she definitely wants to go back. Now, it says as well that her daughter-in-laws arose. Well, certainly everybody wanted to leave this particular area of Moab, because they all felt equally that their mazel, their fortune, was not good in this place. So Ruth and Naomi and Orpah certainly wanted to leave this area of Moab to go to a different area of Moab where their fortune would be better, but they never had any intention of going back to the land of Israel. However, the text is saying clearly, Vatoshav, and she returned. Naomi is returning from the field of Moab because the hunger was over, and Naomi only always wanted to go back to the land of Israel. And now that she hears that the famine is over, it's time to go. It's interesting, it appears, from the juxtaposition of today's lesson to yesterday's lesson, that the two son-in-laws, the two sons, died about 10 years after leaving. And right after, or when they died, the famine stopped as well. So shortly after the famine stopped, or shortly after the sons died, the famine stopped. So really, it turns out that the family of Elimelech should never have left, because nothing worked out so well for them anyway, and the hunger ended anyway. So now Naomi wants to leave. Pasuk Zion just reviews this idea and makes it clear exactly when the change of hearts was happening over here. So the pasuk continues on Pasuk Zion. Vateitse, and she went min hamakom, from the place, asher hoisa shama, which she was there. Not only did she go, vushte kalo chalosel, and her two daughter-in-laws, ima, with her. And we know the word ima means together with the same feelings. In other words, they all wanted to leave the place. They equally wanted to leave the place where they were at. Where they wanted to go, that's a different issue. And at the time that they left, the only thing that they had in common is they wanted to leave this place. Naomi wanted to leave it already, we learned in the last pasuk, to return to the land of Israel, while Ruth and Orpah will accompany Naomi, but accompanying her to leave this place, but not necessarily to go to the land of Israel. But the pasuk goes on. But finally, when they come to the border, and now you have to make a fork in the road. Are you going to continue in the land of Moab, but somewhere else in Moab? Are you going to cross in the border to Eretz Yisrael? At this point, the daughter-in-laws agreed that not only to leave a particular area of Moab, but they would leave to go with Naomi and to enter into the land of Israel. And that's what the last few words say. Vatelachna, and they went vaderech, on the road. Which road did they go on now? Loshuv, to return. El Eretz Yehuda, to the land of Yehuda. Even though the word again, return, is basically for Naomi, but the two daughter-in-laws would defer to her, and out of respect to her, would also, at this point, want to go to the land of Israel. So again, when they left the original place where they were leaving, they left for different reasons, but ultimately, when they came to the border, they decide to all go to the land of Israel. Let's look at the questions. Question number one. Who wanted to leave the place in Moab where they were living? All three of them, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah. Two, what motivated Naomi to leave? Naomi was motivated, number one, she always wanted to go back to Israel. And number two, the famine had stopped. So she wants to go to Israel. Three, what motivated Ruth and Orpah to leave? They wanted to leave the particular area in Moab that they were at, and just for better mazel, as it were, but they did not want to go to Israel. Four, upon whom would the verb toshav be appropriate and why? The word vat toshav, to return, would be appropriate for Naomi, because you can only return from a place you had originally been at. And she wants to return to Beis Lechem, which was where she was from originally. So therefore, for her, she wanted to return there, while the others were just accompanying her. Five, who informed Naomi that the famine in Israel had stopped? It was Jewish peddlers. Six, how is this proven in the text? Because they used a Jewish expression of ki fogad Hashem es amo, that Hashem remembered his people, something only Jewish people would say, and not the Moabites. Seven, how did Naomi know that the famine would not resume soon? Because by saying Hashem remembered his people, meaning he remembered the things that they did, which was tshuva, so since they had done tshuva, the famine would not return right away. Eight, when did Ruth and Orpah decide that they would continue to Eretz Yisrael? Only when they reached the border did they then say that since Naomi is going, we will go along with her as well. Please spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson and review yesterday's and the day before, all three lessons, for a few minutes. Have a great day.